Well, hello and welcome to In the Growth Space. I'm David and I am your host. Really excited to bring to you some thinking that I have around the fundamental, I call it a fundamental, but it's the behavior of thinking ahead and anticipating. And I've been thinking about that lately. I wrote a note to my email community. And by the way, if you would like to get on that email community list, I would love to stay in contact with you and share some weekly wisdom, as I call it. So feel free to, I think there's a link in the show notes that you should be able to connect with me on the email community. And I'd love to have you there. Hey, and by the way, I would also just invite you to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss any episodes. We've got a good one coming up as well with Mark Miller again. So he was on right at the first of the year and here in 2024, and he's going to be coming on again talking about his new book called Uncommon Greatness. Really excited about that, especially because we're doing something new. So I'll talk about that here in just a minute. But the idea or the fundamental of thinking ahead and anticipating is a fundamental that oftentimes organizations that I work with on their culture, this is a basic fundamental or a behavior that they implement or they create in their business because it's important for their success. And you know, interestingly, it's not just important for their success. I believe it's important for every leader's success. You know, if you think about the idea, the concept that Toyota brought into manufacturing, the idea of Kaizen or continuous improvement. If you think about that word, Kaizen, it actually, the original means Kai means a change. And Zen means better. So it's change for the better. So sometimes people think about continuous improvement in terms of, hey, something's broken and I got to fix it. But really, it's about how can I make improvements? You know, how do I make this better? You know, continuous improvement or Kaizen does not mean that something is broken. It really only sits with this question of how might I do this better? How might I make an improvement? How might I get closer to my goal or get closer to what I'll call perfection? There really is no perfection. But how do I get better? So whenever I think about this topic, I always think about David Brailsford, who is the British cycling coach who helped the British cycling team earn gold medals in the Olympics. And, you know, he advocated just making a 1% improvement every day, day after day after day. 1% doesn't seem like much, but when we can continually look at our lives, our leadership, our team, our companies, and if we can make that small incremental change just every day, it makes all the difference. It compounds. You know, it reminds me of when I was doing a lot of triathlons. I trained for hours and hours in my triathlon days. I often say that I am a recovering triathlete because for me, it became an addiction. I have to admit. And I guess there are, you know, worse things that you could be addicted to, but I was truly addicted to the achievement, the growth, the improvements that I could make in each of the disciplines, in the swimming, in the biking, and in the running. And, you know, each day I had an objective. Each day that I went out on the bike, I wanted to get just a little bit faster. I wanted to sustain a certain pace a little bit more. I wanted to increase my endurance. I wanted to, you know, just get better in my swims. I wanted to be able to get better swim times. And you know, it really was all about just self-improvement. However, there was this one race that as I'm recording this, I'm looking at a picture that's right in front of me that shows a 3-second differential between myself and my workout partner. And that 3-second differential, yes, by the way, I will say that it was me that was 3 seconds faster. I have to say that. You know, hey, 3 seconds is 3 seconds. And he and I used to always have this saying is like, look, pain is temporary. Pride is forever. And so that 3 seconds means a lot. But that 3 seconds was all as a result of me practicing my transition times, helping my transition times to get shorter and shorter. And you know what? Going without socks means a 3-second differential. Just saying. So I just want to just encourage you, keep improving, keep looking for ways that you can improve and make things better. And, you know, growth in our leadership journey, advancing in our leadership and growing in our leadership really means building on the fundamentals and getting really clear on the fundamentals that will move us forward. You know, and I really believe that this fundamental of thinking ahead and anticipating is really foundational, and it's really important because it can help us to be better prepared. When we take time to think ahead and we anticipate future needs, we can address them now. We can address them in the moment, as opposed to waiting for something to go wrong. And when we anticipate future needs and address them today, it really prevents a lot of things in the future. So by thinking ahead and anticipating, we really can avoid the mistakes that often come from last minute actions. You know, I know that whenever I'm under the gun and trying to get something done and I'm hurrying, that's oftentimes when I'm making mistakes because I'm not thinking ahead and I hadn't planned for, you know, whatever the situation is. And so solving problems before they happen is truly a leadership foundation and a leadership fundamental that I believe all leaders have. The part of this that's really hard, though, is taking time to think, taking time out of our day to think about the future, thinking ahead. You know, when we take time out to think, in today's world, it appears, and sometimes I would say it even feels like we're not doing anything, because everything, all of the action, all the activity is happening in our head. And so we have to shift our paradigm. We have to shift our thinking around taking time to think. Because truly, as a leader, that really is the best use of your time. All of the great leaders in the business world, in the world in general, take time out to think. And so I want to encourage you to put this into practice, put this into your calendar. And honestly, the more senior that you become in your leadership, meaning the more senior roles that you achieve, the more thinking is going to be required. And so you're going to have to block time to be able to do this. And so one thing I would encourage you, as a matter of fact, I just said the word and this is what kind of, you know, really triggered the thought. One thing to consider is blocking your time and budgeting your time for thinking. Create space to plan and anticipate and be able to just use blocks of time. So oftentimes we think that we need large blocks of time. And honestly, 15 minutes can make a huge difference. If you just take 15 minutes to plan and to think and maybe even jot out some ideas and some thoughts about a problem, a challenge, an opportunity that you have, that's going to help you to really get out of the weeds. And honestly, for any advancing leader, getting out of the weeds is really one of the biggest challenges. You know, I have a group of leaders in my in an inner circle group called the Advancing Leaders Inner Circle. And so often this is a really difficult space for these leaders because they sometimes are still involved in, you know, in the weeds. They're still having to do certain things. They could be still individual contributors, yet they're also challenged with strategic thinking and becoming more of that leader. And so they haven't quite been able to pull themselves out of the weeds. So it's almost like being bilingual. You have to be able to think differently and switch your thinking so that you can budget your time, you can block your time and create that space and time for planning and anticipating. So what does this fundamental require? What is required for thinking ahead and anticipating? Well, I know this is probably obvious, but it requires beginning to think like a leader. And what do I mean by that? So thinking like a leader is honestly an identity issue. And so I want to encourage you, if you don't currently think of yourself as a leader, to begin doing that. Create your I am statements. You know, there's an exercise that we do at Turning Point, and I use it in my coaching. I use it in my leadership development, and that is creating identity statements around the words I am. You know, there is nothing more creative than the word of I am, because anything comes after the words I am, your subconscious mind picks that up and accepts that as truth. So I am a leader is probably the first I am statement that you ought to incorporate into your identity statements. And I would encourage you to begin to write the I am statements that are required, the who you are at your core, for where you need to be and where you want to go with your leadership, with your company growth, with your own personal growth even. So what are the I am statements that you need to create? I am a leader is, I think, the first on your list. Could be the next one is, you know, I am disciplined. I am confident. I am growing. Whatever those I am statements are for you, I would create a list of them. I would create a list of them, and not only just, this is not about just saying a mantra or saying words, but it's really thinking about and having a mental picture, not only a mental picture, but that feeling, that vibration of thought that comes with that idea of being a leader. So if I think of I am a leader, I have a picture of that in my head. I have the vibrational thinking around that. When I think about I am confident, I know what that feels like. I know what that looks like. And so I believe that creating these statements and creating a practice, even in your morning ritual, where you take one or two or maybe three of your I am statements and really embrace them for the day. Really, really not only just say them, but feel them, see it and feel it, hear it and observe yourself as being it. And so I think that's what's required for you to be able to think like a leader and to really see yourself as a leader. It's creating your identity statements. The other thing that I really believe that this is that's required in being intentional about your thinking ahead and anticipating is really just being intentional with your time and your actions and creating time blocks and space blocks to be able to create the space for your thinking. And you know, it could look like you're creating space for just resting. And you know what? Sometimes that's important as well. Getting your rest is really important as well. But being intentional with your time and with your time blocks around thinking ahead and asking yourself questions, what do I need to be thinking about on this particular subject, on this particular issue, this particular challenge? What do I need to be thinking about in the next few weeks, and what might come up for me in planning for any eventuality that's related to this particular issue? The other thing that I believe is required here for this fundamental of thinking ahead and anticipating is shifting where you're placing your attention. So, you know, when we're an individual contributor, we're thinking about me and my and I, and really this is a shift in going from me to we. And honestly, it's really about how can I develop those people who I'm leading? And I think that when we begin to make that shift of how am I going to be able to help develop them, it really is investing in our own skills. It's in investing in our skills of being a coach and asking good questions, practicing asking good questions, practicing connecting with those that we lead on a more personal level so that we can get to know them. We can get to know what drives them, what really motivates them, and what their vision of success is. And sometimes we need to have help in seeing that next level of success for ourselves and for the people that we lead as well. So shifting our attention and begin thinking about how I can develop others is a real key, and I believe it's required for thinking ahead and anticipating. The last thing I'll say about what's required for thinking ahead and anticipating really is thinking about investing in your own growth through coaches, through mentors, being very intentional with actually investing in a coach, investing in a mastermind group, investing in taking time with a mentor. That investment of time is going to return many, many fold. There was a recent Forbes article that really, I think it was the ICF, the International Coaching Federation, that talked about the return on investment for coaching. And it was something like 788% return on investment, because not only is it going to be helping the people who are being coached, but it's helping those people who are around those who are being coached. So it's a multiplication situation here. So when we invest in ourselves and we invest in our own growth and our own coaching and our own mentoring, it's not only helping ourselves, but it's helping the others who are around us. So what do you need? I think you need a coach. I just said that. You need a coach. You need a mastermind group. You need some kind of place where you can get multiple perspectives, where you can think out loud. You know, the one thing about leadership is that when you get to certain levels, you can't think out loud like you used to, because sometimes you need to process things. And when you think out loud, you can scare people. There can be, you know, fear in people when you say, hey, I'm thinking about changing this or changing that or restructuring this. There's fear that gets into the people that you're around that maybe are on your team, and you don't have the opportunity to freely process issues that you're thinking about. So you need a mastermind group. I call them an inner circle. So if you have an interest in joining an inner circle group, we do have inner circle groups that will be beginning in the next several weeks. So I'd invite you to send me a note, david@davidmcglennon.com. Happy to talk with you about which one might be right for you. The other thing I think what you need is you need a vision for what your success looks like. You need to know what does success look like for me? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? Use all of your senses. If you can imagine what it smells like, that just enhances what you are defining as success. So what does it what does it look like? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? And again, what does it sound like? So those are the things I believe that you need in order to really, really grow in thinking ahead and anticipating, and really being able to look at what you want to make that 1% improvement on. What's that one thing that you just want to move a little bit forward? One of the behaviors that is very prevalent in especially advancing leaders, probably not so much as senior leaders, but definitely advancing leaders. And that is just accepting meeting invitations on your calendar. When they come in, you just hit accept. So what you have to do, I believe, in being able to give yourself the space and time is to pause and think before you simply just accept that meeting invite. That has to be your new behavior. You have to really pause and ask yourself some questions. You know, ask yourself, am I really needed here? Am I really needed here? Do I have anything to contribute that would be of value? And maybe the most important one is, how does this help me make progress towards my goals and objectives that are a part of how I will be evaluated? So look at what's at stake at any meeting, and look at what you can bring, look at anything that you're needed for, and what if you aren't there, what difference would it make? And how does this help me make progress towards my own goals and objectives? And so as you think about making space, think about this behavior and this pattern interrupt, if you will, in just accepting calendar invites. So make sure that you're being very intentional and thoughtful as you process each meeting, each time block that goes onto your calendar. You know, one of the things that I like to do too in this thinking process is simply reflecting. And you've heard me say, you've heard it said that experience isn't the best teacher, but really evaluated experience is. And so one of the things that I like to do is take time out and just evaluate some of the experiences that I've had, you know, over the last several weeks, several months, maybe the last quarter. I do this on a weekly basis when I do a weekly review. And then I also couple that with a weekly preview, looking ahead. Then at the end of every month and every quarter, I take time to really evaluate, what did I learn? Where did I grow? And one of the things that I do too is I take each episode and I really evaluate, what did I learn? What did I take away from that? And so if I'm thinking about the past several episodes here on In the Growth Space, I'm reflecting on and being reminded that I'm creating my legacy. I'm creating my story every day. And it's important for me to share that story. You know, Trent Spivey gave us a great process, and he has a great process for sharing that story through his company called Living Memory. And I think it's important as you, as a leader, you need to share your story. You need to share your story with those that you lead, and you need to share your story of legacy from a personal perspective for those people who are going to come behind you as well. So I think that's a really important important aspect and something that I learned from episode 23. Now, not only those that are coming behind you, but also those that you're making and creating relationships with in the now, in the present. That's so important as well. You have to be able to tell that story to the people that you're creating relationships with. And, you know, and Alex Jannetty just really helped remind me of how powerful it is to network properly and to build relationships. And his book, That Great People Know Great People, and that concept was new to me 20 years ago. I didn't really know how to do that. And his methodology, his HANGS methodology, if you don't know what that stands for, go back to episode 24 and check out that conversation with Alex, because it's a really great framework to help you to get to know people, to help you network properly, and really build a relationship with somebody in the networking process. And that framework really reminded me that relationships are everything. And then as advancing leaders and growing leaders, episode 25 with Marissa Levin just reminded me that being intentional with who is going to replace me when I make my next arrival point, man, that's so critical. Being willing to think about the next step for someone else. Again, that's part of this idea of thinking ahead and anticipating. When you think ahead and anticipate who's going to replace me when I make my next move, when I make my next arrival point in my growth journey, we have to be intentional with this idea, and also developing the people that that we lead, and those people that are around us as well. So thinking ahead and anticipating applies to so many areas and so many facets of growth and leadership. And, you know, then honestly, then thinking about and being exposed to new ideas. For example, in episode 26 with Dan Zugel, that helps me to become a lifelong learner, a better lifelong learner. And honestly, if you're a business owner and you listen to that episode, make sure that you go back and go back through it and see if an employee stock ownership plan is something that would help you in your own succession and transition planning. It makes a lot of sense from a legacy perspective. So stepping back and preparing has always served me really well. The more prepared I am, the more able that I am to improvise when the time comes for just approaching a situation that I've never been in before. Because if I prepared, if I thought ahead, if I have anticipated, I may not have anticipated everything, but by thinking ahead and thinking of other variations of what could happen, what might happen, how might I need to be prepared, how might I need to schedule my time, that helps me to be ready to improvise. And so having the fundamentals of thinking ahead down, it helps me. And thinking helps me. Thinking helps me to do so many things. It helps me, it helps prepare me. The reality though is that thinking is hard work. And there's a lot of people that won't do it because it is hard work. And it's hard work because our minds can go in a whole lot of different directions. But when we create focus and we create the time and the space, thinking is going to separate you from simply good leaders to move you towards being an excellent leader and really helping you to get into what we're going to talk about with Mark Miller in Uncommon Greatness. You know, it's uncommon that people separate themselves and actually think and to think ahead. And that's really a lot of what we're going to talk about with Mark. He's got five fundamentals of uncommon greatness. And I cannot wait to have you hear Mark talk about this new book of his. You know, this is round two for Mark, and I'm so excited to have him on. We are doing something totally different with this particular episode. We actually are going to have a live quote studio audience or a live Zoom audience to be able to not only hear the conversation that he and I have, but then at the end, we're going to have people ask questions and really be able to ask Mark about these five fundamentals. And so honestly, anytime somebody talks about fundamentals, man, I'm all in. I am definitely all ears. And so make sure that if you haven't yet, hit subscribe because you don't want to miss this next episode with Mark. He really has a way of communicating that I think is phenomenal. And he's a great writer. I got an advanced copy of this book, and it's such a great book. So I know you're going to really love this next episode next week. So thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you next time, next episode. But until then, be well and keep growing. We'll be right back.